2016 was a rough year for music fans, seeing the passing of numerous iconic musicians, Leonard Cohen, Merle Haggard, Glenn Frey, Prince, George Michael, and David Bowie. Bowie's death shocked London. Nobody knew he was sick. He knew himself, as we can now see from his album Black Star and the single Lazarus, where he wrote about his illness. Londoners mourned the passing of Bowie, and many of them did so here. But why? Think about Bowie in happier times, when he was shocking Londoners not by his passing, but by his flamboyant, groundbreaking music and fashion. When Ziggy Stardust fell to earth, nobody knew it hit them. And it was here that Bowie set the scene for the iconic cover of the Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars album. Just around the corner, we will face the doorway that Bowie was leaning against on that album cover. And this is where many Londoners came to pay tribute to Bowie when he died. Hundreds of people came here, photographers were around, the press was on the scene, the bars and restaurants on the street were blasting out his music. It was an emotional scene of loss and celebration. Although David Bowie was from Brixton in South London, and there would be thousands of mourners there, Ziggy Stardust's darkened doorway became a focal point for the emotional outpouring of fans from across the globe. And there is one other image of Ziggy Stardust on the inside sleeve of the Spiders from Mars album. That of Bowie inside an iconic London red telephone box. That phone box is here in this alleyway and serves as a somewhat unusual tribute to Bowie. You will notice there are many messages and signatures from fans that have been drawn on and scratched into the frame and windows of this box. Take the opportunity here to see the telephone box and maybe pose for a photo yourself. Facing the phone box, with your back to the entrance of Heddon Street, turn to the left and stop at number 23 on your right. This is it, the doorway that Bowie posed on for that infamous album cover. The event is marked here with a London Blue plaque. The London Blue plaque scheme began in 1866 and has since seen over 900 plaques placed on buildings in London, commemorating the men and women who lived and worked inside. Since then, many organizations have started their own plaque commemorations, some dedicated to single issues such as musicians or scientists, and others for pop culture. And there are three London plaques dedicated to fictional people, including the one you're looking at now. Who has the other two? Pause here and see if you can guess. Have you got it? Sherlock Holmes on Baker Street and Paddington Bear at Paddington Station. Now, leave Heddon Street the way you came in. When you get to Regent Street, turn left. When you get back to the junction with New Burlington Street, cross to the other side of the street. Turn left, then take the immediate first right onto Tennyson Court. Walk until it dead ends at number 9 Kingly Street.